Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center.
Business Small Talk, discussing attitudes and performance, podcast lesson. There is a time and a place to talk about employee attitude and performance. Often, this is done in an informal situation, sometimes when a manager is new or taking over a team of new employees. There are many ways of discussing employees and how they are performing. Let's listen in as Darlene, the department manager, and her assistant, Richard, discuss a number of employees.
I'm glad you could come, Richard. Since you're new and are going to be taking over managing several employees from me, I thought it would be a good idea to discuss some of the people you will be managing. Do you feel like you're getting the hang of things so far?
Yes, so far. Everyone's been very nice. There's been a big learning curve, but I'm getting up to speed, I think.
Good. So let's discuss the staff issues. First up is Eric Martins. He has been with us for about 2 years. And he's a pretty solid worker. He has his days, but on the whole, he is reliable and efficient. I wish he would take a more active role in his department, though. And he doesn't tend to come up with many ideas on his own. But he's a good member of the team overall.
Yes, I think he was the one who showed me around the first day. He seems like an all-round nice guy.
Next is Barta Jensen. Barta is pretty new. She's been here for less than 6 months. She had a rough start, to be honest, and I was worried that she wasn't going to cut it. But the last 6 weeks or so, she's really stepped up her work, and she's getting a lot better. She needs a close eye for sure, but I feel confident that she will continue to do good work.
Right. Barta, is she the girl with the red hair?
No, that is Lucinda. Barta has short black hair. But while we're at it, let's talk about Lucinda. She has been here a long time, for nearly 10 years in fact. Lucinda is a good resource in terms of information. Because she's been here for so long, there are a few questions she can't answer. However, I think this also works against her, in that she is not very flexible and doesn't like change. When we installed the new computer system last year, she raised a big fuss about it, and I would say that she still hasn't quite got the hang of it.
Oh, that's funny. She was complaining to me this morning about how much that program annoyed her. She's not much into computers, is she?
No, and that's interesting she would speak to you about it. Last, we have Bobby Venables. Bobby is one of the best staff we have. He works really hard, comes in early or burns the midnight oil if need be. I'm pleased at how consistently solid his work is. When we go about hiring a new lead in the department in February, I'd say he's at the top of the list.
Darlene begins by making a bit of polite chit-chat with Richard. She reminds him why they are having the meeting and also asks how he is getting used to his job. She asks,
"Do you feel like you're getting the hang of things so far?"
This is a polite way of checking in with a new employee. Darlene might also have said,
"How are you getting along with the job? How are you getting on so far?"
These are very broad questions, but Darlene could have asked a more specific question instead.
"How are you finding the new computer system? Have you had any problems with any of the accounts so far?"
Richard responds by saying, "There's a big learning curve." What this means is that Richard feels there are many new things to learn. He could have rephrased this by saying, "There's a lot to get used to. There's so much to learn." He then says, "But I'm getting up to speed, I think." Richard feels that although there is a lot to learn, he is managing to learn it quite quickly. He might also have said, "I think I'm getting the hang of everything. I believe it's all coming together well. It seems to be going well so far." These are all fairly neutral comments. Richard is not being specific, and his comments reflect a more polite response to Darlene's questions. Then, they begin to discuss the various employees. They start with Eric. Darlene, at one point, says that although Eric is a fairly solid employee most of the time, he has his days. The phrase, he has his days, is a shortened version of something like, he has his days when he is not a good employee, or he has his days when his performance is not very good. Darlene might also have said,
he's a pretty solid worker, although not all the time. He's a pretty solid worker, although he's sometimes inconsistent. He's a pretty solid worker, although there are days when he is lazy.
Then, Darlene makes one specific criticism of Eric. She says,
he doesn't tend to come up with many ideas on his own.
This is a very Western way of criticizing a worker's approach to his job. This reflects, in part, a Western idea that good employees that do their job well are reliable and work hard, but they should also be creative and be able to come up with original ideas. Darlene might also have said,
he does his work, but he isn't always as creative as I'd like him to be. He is good at his job, but he lacks creativity and imagination.
Note that this is not a serious criticism of Eric, just a minor one. Next, they move on to discussing Barta Jansen. Darlene says,
she had a rough start, to be honest, and I was worried that she wasn't going to cut it.
Having a rough start means that in the beginning, Barta's performance wasn't very good, or she had a poor attitude. Darlene was worried that Barta wouldn't cut it, that she wouldn't survive in her job. This phrase, to not cut it, has many variations and is used to mean not suitable. Here are some other ways it is used.
He is not cut out to be a salesman. He can't cut it as a salesman. He's not cut out for sales.
Darlene could have rephrased this.
Barta found it difficult at first, but she's making good progress. She started out slow, but has been improving. I had serious concerns about her at first, but she seems to be getting on well now.
Next, Darlene tells Richard that although Barta has been improving, she needs a close eye. This means that Barta is still not ready to work independently because she's still very new. She needs a lot of monitoring. Darlene might also have said,
she still needs a firm hand. She still needs a short leash. She still needs a lot of support. She still requires a lot of guidance.
Notice that the first two sentences,
she still needs a firm hand. She still needs a short leash,
are very informal and would only be said if Richard had a close relationship with Darlene. Darlene could have said it from another perspective.
She still isn't ready for a lot of responsibility. She still isn't ready to work totally on her own. She's not ready to work independently yet.
Next, they move on to Lucinda, and Darlene's main complaint about her seems to be that she doesn't like change and hasn't adapted well to the new computer system. Richard asks, she's not much into computers, is she? To be into something means to be interested in it, and this phrase is often used to mean that you like something.
I'm into fashion design. I'm not into spending hours sitting at a desk. I'm into working with people.
Here are some other ways of communicating this idea.
I'm interested in fashion design. I don't like spending hours sitting at a desk. I enjoy working with people.
Again, the criticisms of Lucinda reflect certain values that are common, not only in the West, but in business environments generally. Being able to adapt and change, and being able to accept new things with enthusiasm. These are seen as things young people easily do. Bobby Venables is the final employee that Darlene comments on. Bobby seems to have all the characteristics of the perfect worker. He works hard, comes in early, and also burns the midnight oil if needs be. If you burn the midnight oil, you work very late to finish off your work. This is regarded as a very good quality in all business cultures. Darlene also describes Bobby's work as being consistently solid, meaning that Bobby's work is always of a good standard.
You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.